No, that's great. That's super healthy to have multiple generations of family to rely on for advice and for support and stuff like that. Yeah, that's something that we don't really have, or at least a lot of people don't here in the States. Yes, very envious of that.
No, I have a, what's it called? I have a relative who basically, I think I mentioned this before, I must have. I have a relative who basically, the child essentially has two sets of parents, and it's the grandparents and the actual parents, and they choose where they want to like to sleep for the week. They're like, you know what, I want to be over
Wow.
there, right? Sometimes they'll, you know, like basically they have like two households. It's very, very cute, but also the burden off of these younger relatives is
Yeah.
yeah, I can imagine,
That's
absolutely
crazy.
fantastic.
Wow.
Well, I'm trying to. I was thinking of sharing with you guys a baby photo of me, which is a very early, very
Oh.
early birthday party of mine. But I can't for the fucking life of me find it. Hold on.
No.
If you're willing to be patient, I will find it.
We were such, we were, please do. We were such barbaric, like so like rednecky. But now I thought we were rednecky when I was like 12, 13, 14, and looking at my first birthday party and how it was done, because it was over the top, everything over the top. But now I just realized, no, my parents were just very fun. Okay, we weren't referring to obviously the whole party, a band playing and everything, but also my cake. My cake was a BMW car.
That
Oh
rocks.
my God, that's so
Talk
cute,
about
but
a stereotype,
also.
right? And I used to think that, like, when I was a teenager, I was like, man, they're cringe peasants, my parents. But then, no, they're just fun, okay? They're just fun. Now I go to first birthday parties, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, I want to castrate myself. So there you go. Love to my parents if you're listening.
Sorry guys, no baby photos. I'm fighting for my life here.
No.
I'm looking.
That's okay. I've also been scrolling for my baby photos. I know I have at least a couple.
My God, yeah,
The
this
audience
is
is like, oh,
so.
this doesn't matter. We can't see them. I don't care. I'm
Yeah,
sharing with my boys.
exactly
My
right. Yeah,
boys.
I want you to see how adorable I am.
In the meantime, fucking classic update that probably everybody hates at this point. So, what happened with Volvo would be finished in March?
Today, actually, I'm glad you asked. Today was the day that I put in my calendar because the guy said, all right, delivery date, March 19th. And here I am, March 19th, nothing. Nothing.
Dude.
I texted him again last Friday, like, hey, you still think you're going to have it done on Tuesday? Haven't heard back. This guy, he does really good work, but god damn, he's hard to pin down. It'll be done eventually. It'll be done eventually. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Where the fuck? Oh my God, I have graduation photos now at this point. What the hell? Sometimes it gets cold in the clinic, so what you do is you go and you take a large size glove. You know, these nitrile plastic gloves, and you put it on the tap of the faucet, and then you open it on the hottest water that it goes, and then you fill it up all the way, and then you close it, and then you basically hold hands with this water filling when it gets very cold. I have a photo of
That's
that.
so cute.
Dude, I found a fucking like Bengali mix cat bullshit on the street. I have photos of this. I have photos of my fucking.
Tell me about the cats that I'm sure you've seen the video of the guy sitting on like a stoop with talking to a crowd of cats, and he's saying how it's Ramadan and
Yeah, he's like, oh, because now you have to be like Ramadan, so you guys have to fast now. But to the cats, he says you're gonna have to be vegetarians instead. So their fast is from very silly thing. I'm gonna
so
give it one
cute.
last try. Hold on, I'm gonna give you guys one last try. These are thirst traps for Yugo. Scrolling past quickly.
Yeah, I can send one. I found one. I'm not a baby baby. Okay, there's me on the far right. That's my daddy holding me and my mama holding my little brother. And then on the other.
Oh my God!
You look like such an Aryan child.
Yeah, we all
What
started out
changed?
bleach blonde, yeah.
How did you become so Jewy?
We do. I
For
apparently.
chat, so like listeners, like the ultimate fucking Aryan child turned into a
Yeah.
Syrian Jew now. Like, holy fucking shit.
Curly haired, olive skinned. Yeah. According to my dad, his like great great grandmother or great grandmother fled some kind of persecution somewhere, and he thinks that she is from a Jewish family, but she never really said specifically.
Jesus
So
Christ,
who
I swear to
knows?
God, in a previous life, I worked for the fucking Gestapo. I see one, I know one immediately, okay? I am
Yeah,
kidding, listeners. Holy
what
fucking
one of
shit.
my One of my uncles is doing like a big family tree project. I'm going to have to go and see how far he's managed to get so far. he's got to find me.
Like for some reason, he goes back and there's like a few names that, you know, are crossed out. He's like, no, no, we don't talk about that part. We don't talk about that.
Yeah. I'll report back with my heritage shortly. I'll prove my pedigree.
I mean, you know, there's these agencies that can help find people in your family tree. They say that in Germany, those businesses are bankrupt.
Oh, my God.
Hey, no German want to know what Grandpa did. You know?
Oh.